Why is it that when we study the professional life of a female teacher, waitress, or business owner, we look at the different aspects of their occupation as women's work, but we fail to do the same with prostitutes? My name is Indira Kapoor, and I'm sitting here today with
Emma Karkowski-Farron
and Martha Bellevaux.
The date is 24th February 2018, and we're sitting in Cornell College. And today we're going to be talking about Heather Lee Miller's article, Trick Identities, The Nexus of Work and Sex. So in this article, Miller argues that the intersection of work and sex in prostitution and in other forms of sex work raises important questions which add nuance to our understanding of both sexual identity and work identity. I think her core argument is that studying the history of sexuality broadly, and prostitution more specifically, is impossible without studying sex acts. What do you two think?
I think you're spot on there. I thought the most striking part of this argument is how it complicates binaries. As Miller says in the article on page 146, quote, prostitutes are agents and victims, end quote. And then she kind of develops this idea throughout the article. And on page 148, she says that there's a semblance of truth that's found in the middle.
Yeah, and one of the things I love about her article is her dedication to breaking down these binaries in general. She complicates the heterosexual, homosexual binary as well and tries to create some distance between behavior, identity, to really explore the nuances of sex and work. It's also great how she breaks down binaries around historical sources and what is and is not considered one.
Yeah, building on that idea of the role of sources in this article, Miller surprisingly highlights that, you know, the 100 years before sex workers' diaries were really brought into the mainstream, a lot of the sources relied on male-identified writers who wrote about sex workers and how these are surprisingly pretty accurate. But in her own work, Miller uses primarily primary sources and the diaries and journals of sex workers. And through doing this, Miller is forcing the conversation for us to reevaluate and rework the archive to make it more accessible to sex workers. And so I think this approach really speaks to a broader theme that we've been looking at this semester so far, which is that the archive is inherently political. Who gets to be a part of it is politicized.
That's really interesting, and I think that it relates back to Jim Down's idea of black holes in the historical record, because Miller's approach in this article is to first identify what is there in the historiography of sex work in order to highlight what's missing, and thus develop a deeper understanding of the lives of sex workers and humanize them.
I think that's a really great connection, because so much of Miller's argument revolves around historiography and how historians interact with it. She admits on page 149, I often felt vindicated, almost elated, when I found evidence that upheld what I believed to be true. By being upfront about her desires and biases, Miller turns the lens back on the historian, encourages them to interrogate why they represent sex workers the way they do, and what they hope to convey and prove. Although she does not necessarily do this in her article, Miller promotes a shift in the historiography around sex work towards a more thorough and complex exploration of the lives of prostitutes that acknowledges their full humanity.
Yeah, I noticed that she talks about centering prostitutes and their experiences, but does not really do much of that in her own article. I recognize that she is probably trying to establish this idea as legitimate and worthwhile, but still, it would have been nice for her to practice what she is preaching. I also think that her article could have adopted a more intersectional lens, because she talks to prostitutes as if they're roughly the same and have roughly the same amount of power or privilege in these transactions, when we know that that's not true. Beyond looking at the race, gender, and sexuality of prostitutes, I think it's also important to consider cultural contexts and how prostitution is perceived in these different contexts, because that equally affects the identity as a sex worker.
I think that's a really good point. And one thing that I wanted to add on to that kind of critique of the article is how Miller never really interrogates her own use of the terminology, whether she's using the term sex workers or she's using the term prostitution. I think it's kind of analogous to the queer theory tension when people are trying to navigate when to use queer, when to use gay, when to use homosexual, when to use lesbian. And so there are some definite parallels there. And that if she had addressed that terminology tension, then us as an audience would have been a lot more enlightened about the article itself. And I think it goes back to this idea that we've been talking about of humanizing sex workers and respecting them.
I really like both those critiques and think they illuminate some of the areas that Miller overlooked in her article. Overall, she did some groundbreaking work in thinking about the intersection of work and sex. But if you only look at work and sex, you ignore the individual person. Her theory could have been enhanced by taking a more comprehensive approach.